He listened to the ringing tone. Then a voice answered. It was a middle-aged voice, not unfriendly, but probably it had been having a nap and was not feeling at its best. It said, "Tadfield 666? Aziraphale's hand started to shake. "Hello?" said the receiver. "Hello?" Aziraphale got a grip on himself. "Sorry," he said. "Right number." He replaced the receiver. Newt wasn't deaf, and he did have his own scissors. He also had a huge pile of newspapers. If he had known that army life consisted chiefly of applying the one to the other, he used to muse, he would never have joined. Witchfinder Sergeant Shadwell had made him a list, which was taped to the wall in Shadwell's tiny, crowded flat, situated over Rajit's newsagents and video rental. The list read, 1. Witches. 2. Unexplainable phenomenons. Phenomenatrices. Phenomenis. Things you ken well what I mean. Newt was looking for either. He sighed and picked up another newspaper, scanned the front page, opened it, ignored page 2, never anything on there, and then blushed crimson as he performed the obligatory nipple count on page 3. Shadwell had been insistent about this. "You can't trust them, the cunning buggers," he'd said. "It'd be just like them to come right out in the open, like defying us." A couple in black turtleneck sweaters glowered at the camera on page 9. They claimed to lead the largest coven in Saffron Walden and to restore sexual potency by the use of small and very phallic dolls. The newspaper was offering 10 of the dolls to readers who were prepared to write my most embarrassing moment of impotency stories. Newt cut the story out and stuck it into a scrapbook. There was a muffled thumping on the door. Newt opened it. A pile of newspapers stood there. "Shift yourself, Private Pulsifer," it barked, and it shuffled into the room. The newspapers fell to the floor, revealing Witchfinder Sergeant Shadwell, who coughed painfully and relit a cigarette, which had gone out. "You want to watch him? He's one of them," he said.
"Who, sir?"
"Tackery's private. Him, that little brown fella, Mr. So-called Rajit. There's terrible foreign arts. The ruby squinting eye of the little yellow god. Women with too many arms. Witches, the lot of them."
"He does give us the newspapers free, though, Sergeant," said Newt. "And they're not too old."
"And voodoo. I bet he does voodoo. Sacrificing chickens to that Baron Saturday. You know, tall darky bugger in top hat. Brings people back from the dead, aye, and makes them work on a Sabbath day. Voodoo." Shadwell sniffed speculatively. Newt tried to picture Shadwell's landlord as an exponent of voodoo. Certainly Mr. Rajit worked on the Sabbath. In fact, with his plump, quiet wife and plump, cheerful children, he worked around the clock, never mind the calendar, diligently filling the area's needs in the matter of soft drinks, white bread, tobacco, sweets, newspaper magazines, and the type of top-shelf pornography that made Newt's eyes water just to think about. The worst you could imagine Mr. Rajit doing with a chicken was selling it after the sell-by date.
"But Mr. Rajit's from Bangladesh, or India, or somewhere," he said. "I thought voodoo came from the West Indies."
"Ah," said Witchfinder Sergeant Shadwell, and took another drag on his cigarette, or appeared to. Newt had never actually quite seen one of his superior cigarettes. It was something to do with the way he cupped his hands. He even made the ends disappear when he'd finished with them.
"Ah!" "Well, doesn't it?"
"Hidden wisdom, lad. Inner military secrets of the Witchfinder Army. When you're all initiated proper, you'll know the secret truth. Some voodoo may come from the West Indies, I grant you that. Oh, yes, I'll grant you that. But the worst kind, the darkest kind, that comes from
Bangladesh."
"Yes, lad, that's right. Words right out of me mouth. Bangladesh, exactly." Shadwell made the end of his cigarette vanish and managed furtively to roll another, never letting papers or tobacco be seen. "So, you got anything, Witchfinder Private?"
"Well, there's this."
Newton held out the clipping. Shadwell squinted at it. "Oh, them," he said. "Load of rubbish. Call themselves bloody witches. I checked them out last year. Went down with me armoury of righteousness and a packet of fire lighters. Jimmied the place open. They were as clean as a whistle. Mail order bee jelly business. They're trying to pep up. Load of rubbish. Wouldn't know a familiar spirit if it chewed out the bottoms of their trousers. Rubbish. It's not like it used to be, laddie." He sat down and poured himself a cup of sweet tea from a filthy thermos. "Did I ever tell you how I was recruited to the army?" he asked. Newt took this as his cue to sit down. He shook his head. Shadwell lit his roll-up with a battered Ronson lighter and coughed appreciatively. "My cellmate he was, Witchfinder Captain Fulkes, 10 years for arson, burning a coven in Wimbledon. Would have got them all too if he wasn't the..."